It's your new way to get up.
Good morning.
This is Clarence M.
On your Thursday morning and your Origin winning morning.
Yes, in case you... Oh. Play it out. Turn it up.
No, we need to talk.
No.
Yeah, we do.
Oi. Oi. I'm getting into it. I'm getting into the spirit.
Okay.
Don't know the lyrics.
The lyrics are oi, 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 Sam.
Ah, yes, it is Brad's Baby Blues boasting. Oh, there you go. There's the lyrics. So there you go. That was news to me too. The Queenslanders are called the Cane Toads, and
Oh, did you not know that?
No.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're the cockroaches.
See? I still don't know about that.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay, yeah, we're the cockroaches and they're the Cane Toads.
So did we call them Cane Toads and they've called us cockroaches?
I don't know who started it.
I thought we wouldn't self-title ourselves.
No, but it would have been one of those things, where we called each other a name and it stuck.
Well, we'll stick with the Brad's Baby Blues at the moment because it had 11 debutants in the team. And as I learnt, debutant also means a female... word for dressing?
It's basically a lady's entry into the world as a woman.
There you go.
Yep.
So there's two different meanings now. Never knew that one. But they definitely, you know, came of age last night against the Roan side, who were also quite inexperienced. They had some retirements and injuries just leading up to it.
Now, we had, though, I think the highest amount of new recruits for Origin.
Yeah, probably.
Than we've ever had before?
Yeah, that sounds about right. And I think since 1984.
Yeah, right, okay.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been a while. It's the youngest side that they've had for many years.
All right.
But yeah, Queensland were missing Cam Smith, Jonathan Thurston and Cooper Cronk. Billy Slater was out with
I know Slater and Thurston's names.
There you go, good. Give yourself an applause. Yeah, there you go. And guess how many fans there were?
Oh,
this is
it would
ridiculous.
Have been, yeah, yeah. You haven't seen the New South Wales and Queensland side of this yet, have you? Because you've been in Perth your whole life. So this is your real first experience of the full extent of it.
But that's why they take it to the MCG.
Yeah.
Because they can fit 87,000 fans in it. They can't fit that in Sydney or Brisbane.
And how many fans do they fit in there?
87.
Yeah, okay.
No, they can fit up to 100.
Oh, okay. So.
Like AFL Grand Final, you get 100,000.
Yep.
This is second best. I'm still liking it. I am still liking it. But yeah, they won 22-12. The coach, Brad Fittler, was extremely happy and he was extremely confident leading into it.
I felt like we're going to win this game. I was very excited about the team and the way they handled themselves during the week. The second game's without a doubt. I just feel like the moment the whistle went, I just felt just need to get on with the second one.
There you go. He's excited for the second game, which will be in Sydney.
Yeah.
When June 24th. Which is going to be exciting stuff. But they were probably a bit worried about halftime. They were down at halftime and they were actually losing midway through the second half, 12-8.
Yeah, right.
But a few late tries. Josh Adokar did very well.
Is he a newbie?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So you wouldn't even have picked it. Like, watching them on the field, they weren't nervous. I know
really?
Some of them said in interviews, like pre-game interviews, that they were, you know, crapping their dacks.
Yeah.
But they managed to pull it off, and I think they did well to target a team that was probably in a bit of bit of shtick at the time.
Yeah. Well, all I can say is go New South Wales, go the Blues.
Bring on game two, baby.
Yes. Now,
imagine if they win it in Sydney, June 24.
Yeah, that'd be pretty awesome. Yeah, June 24 is the next game. Okay. Yep. Well, I can't wait for the next game.
And we're hopefully going to be having on the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to get Snowy in, the Queenslander who we spoke to a couple of days ago, who was very, very, very confident that Queensland and the Maroons would win. We're trying to get him out of bed at the moment, so we'll see if we can have him around.
See if we can give him a bit of shtick back, hey?
Yes.
Listen up.
This is Claire and Sam.
Hey, Sam.
Yeah?
You keep kind of having a little, it's not a dig.
It's not a dig, no. I'm just trying to encourage the birth of children. I'm trying to bring happiness into this world via you.
Just not you and me.
Just not you and me, no.
Different
your hubby Sam, who's just walked in the door.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think, you know, you've just gotten married. I thought the next progressional step is to have a child. And I would love to be a part of it. That's all I'm asking. We've known each other for a long time.
You want to be a part of it? Yep. Okay, sure. That's not weird. Well... because you are constantly bringing up the fact of, are you pregnant? Is that what you're asking? Are you pregnant?
Well, you do give me little hints that you might be, but
no. I'm not. When do I give you hints?
Well, you said the B word the other day, and I thought it was baby, but it was your surname, Bryant.
Bryant, yeah. So I thought I'd give it back to you.
Okay.
A list has come out.
The baby? No. Adoption? You can't do that, Claire.
Come out of the top 25 things you need to be a cool dad in today's day and age. Yeah.
I'm not like a regular dad. I'm a cool dad.
Well, these things apparently will make you like a top dad in your kids' eyes.
Dope.
Now, I know you don't have kids yet, but I thought I'd see if you're actually ready for them.
Okay, cool.
So I've taken the top 10 things.
All right.
That I'm going to see if you can do all 10 of these.
Done.
If you can, I think you're ready to be a dad yourself and you can stop focusing on me and my husband and go find yourself a girlfriend. Okay, here is the first one. Can you cook a meal?
Yes.
Awesome. Can you set up a home Wi-Fi and Netflix account?
Yes.
Okay. You got two so far. Can you build flat pack furniture and paint?
No, let's be honest. No. I've tried to do a bed with my housemate and we failed and had to go contact you for tools.
Yeah, that's a good point. You didn't even know what the tools were called.
Hey, neither did you, in fairness.
Okay, next one. Are you good at having the chat and giving advice on relationships?
I don't even know what the chat is.
The birds and the bees.
Oh,
have you ever had to give that before?
No.
Okay.
So to who? My own kids?
No, just anyone. I don't know. Nephew, niece, maybe? I don't know.
No, I have no nephews. I'm not an uncle. My cousins are all grown up. So, okay. No. Well, I'm not doing too well here.
Can you fire up a barbecue?
Yes.
Okay. Well, there we go. You redeemed yourself with that one.
Last two nights, we've had two barbecues.
Oh, really?
It's also question one. Can I cook a meal? Yeah, barbecue.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. Now, the next one, I don't think you even really need to answer, but I thought I'd ask anyway. Are you good at telling bad jokes to kids? See, no answer needed. Are you any good at playing make-believe? Also no answer needed. Do you know how to braid hair?
Oh, I could try.
Okay.
Like, I reckon I could give it a go. If I saw someone do it once, I reckon I could do it. It's like over in, it's like tying your shoelaces.
Sure. Okay. Well, we'll give that a correct for now, but we should totally test that out one day.
All right.
Are you good at being active on social media and knowing the latest slang?
Have you not seen the Insta story for Hit Riverina MIA? I am all over that. I'm social media manager. I am the littest, dopest, dudest going round. That's slang. What? No, Claire! Lit is used all the time.
Yeah, I know, but if you saw your recent Instagram story, you spoke about a fidget spinner that you called it.
No, it's a turning triangle.
Turning triangle. Mm-hmm.
It's the new craze. It's coming out soon.
Okay. And lastly, are you any good at untying difficult knots?
Like shoelaces?
Just knots in general.
I've got Velcro shoes. I don't know how to do shoelaces. No, I don't. I've got shoelaces. Yes, I did scouts back in the day.
Okay. Well, 6 out of 10.
Six? Is that it?
Is what you got, yeah. Six out of ten.
Let's go test the other 15 off air.
Okay. Well, 6 out of 10. I don't think you're quite ready to be a real adult and a parent yet.
It's a very good middle ground. I'll take it.
Okay. But you're getting close. Yeah, you just got to find the girlfriend now. This is Clarence M. Let's go! Sam.
Yes, Claire.
Winter is upon us.
It is. And it's already the coldest temperatures I've experienced in my life.
Yeah.
And we're up to day 7 of winter.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now, you mentioned to me off air the other day that I'm not quite dressing to what you think is standard.
You dress for comfort? I'm not against that. I'm not against it. But from what I've seen, Ugg boots and thermals.
Look, comfort's a nice way to put it.
Yeah.
But you thought I needed some styling advice. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Yes.
And so for that reason, we have personal branding stylist Kirsty on the phone with us. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Now, are you rolling in your boots hearing what Claire seems to wear in public, or are you okay with it?
Oh, I didn't hear you say that she's wearing that in public. I'm sorting out wardrobe, I call it loungewear.
Oh.
And don't show me your loungewear. That's just for at home. That's not fashion.
It's a very nice way of putting
loungewear.
It. Kirsty, let me just say, people see me out in public and they're like, oh, you're still in your PJs. And I'm like, nope, I put these on this morning.
I call it dialing up. You can dial it up a little bit, but still stay comfortable. You can keep your comfort and have fashion as well. It's so, really possible.
So what is the best way to keep comfort and still be chic?
The way that we are, well, fit is really important. So if you get great fitting clothes that really move with your body and breathe, so like a great pair of jeans that fits really well, has a nice mid-rise waist and some lovely stretch in them and fit really beautifully, they're just as comfortable as your daggy old pants, but it doesn't, like, from behind look like you've done a poo in the morning. And you can style it up with a beautiful cami or a little winter jumper and a lovely fitted blazer. You'll still be really comfortable, but you'll be so stylish and chic.
Okay, well, Kirsty, here is what I'm currently wearing, and hopefully you can help me figure out the best way to fix it up a little. So each morning I wear a pair of tights, and then over the top of a pair of tights I wear a pair of fluffy pants.
This is getting worse.
And then I normally wear either just a thermal shirt or just a long sleeve shirt and then a fluffy jumper.
Are you wearing thermals on the outside like there's
pink thermals.
It's hard. I sit on the other side of the desk. Kirsty, this is what I have to look at every day.
Hey, Sam,
I'm quite well dressed. I've got some cotton on kits on.
Nice. You are, honestly, that is a pillow and a teddy bear away from nap time.
Pretty much. So to keep my warmth, because that's the main reason I wear the fluffy stuff, is it is thick and it is warm. What kind of clothing do you recommend? Am I better off in like a trench coat or something?
Well, trenches are trending, but that's not really going to be terribly comfortable for you inside when you're sitting there. There's some beautiful pink is a really wonderfully trending colour
this
winter. And there's some beautiful soft and feminine jumpers and pullovers and long line cardigans. You probably love a long line cardigan. You can do fluffy and warm, but you can still do it stylishly. I would say go to Just Jeans and get yourself a pair of jeans that are perfectly shaped for your body shape because that's what they specialise in.
We've got one of those here.
And they'll fit you. Oh, good. They'll fit you perfectly. Get a beautiful roll neck jumper that you can snuggle into and makes you feel completely gorgeous.
Yes, okay.
And a gorgeous little ankle boot to wear when people are looking and a pair of fluffy socks to put on and stick under the desk when no one's looking.
Love it.
Claire's been writing profusely these notes.
I literally have been writing notes down. Kirsty, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, I'm happy with that.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. Thanks, Sam, for throwing me under the bus with this one.
Kirsty, we may have to stay in touch just in case nothing changes over the next couple of weeks.
Oh, I'll come in and do a restyle.
Yes. I think I might need it. But Kirsty, thank you so much again. And I'll give it a shot. I might go out and buy some new clothes.
Beautiful.
Perfect.
Thanks for throwing me under the bus with that one, Sam.
What are you talking about? I think we all needed it.
Listen up. This is Claire and Sam.
Sam, we won last night.
Go Blues. Woo-hoo! Great result.
And
unexpected, although that's who the bookies were backing.
Well, that's true.
We'll play the unexpected card. And Snowy, who joined us the other day, the Queenslander, joins us again this morning. How are you, mate?
Yeah, guys, look, it's a little bit somber up here in Queensland today. I'm looking out the window and not even the sun is shining. Oh. It's raining and there's a lot of miserable people trudging up to work this morning. Oh, look, your New South Wales side just far too good last night.
They were surprisingly like they were, they'd
they
been
were
doing
amazing.
It for years.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, it was probably the fear of all Queenslanders.
Totally.
A debutante. But look, it was a good game of football.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, the referees put their whistles in their pockets and let both sides play. And at the end of the day, Origin, it comes down to the big moments. And New South Wales were just better in the big moments than Queensland. Yeah. So, look, no complaints from this side of the border. We've got game two in Sydney in a couple of weeks, which will be even harder to win. But it looks like it's going to be a ripper of a series, that's for sure.
Definitely. And New South Wales won the game, first game last year, did they?
You did. And then Queensland came back and were down at halftime in game two and managed to come up with a win and then spanked you up here at Suncorp. So we're all hoping.
Is that what you're holding on to false hope, I think, at the moment. And so you mentioned the referees before. I thought you were going to scold them for some, debatable calls, forward passes and other things like that. Were you fine with that?
Look, there were a couple of 50-50s, but at the end of the day, the best team won. I think it's a bit bold if any Queenslander was saying that a certain decision cost Queensland the game. Like I said, New South Wales are just too good in the big moments. And look, the thing I'll give this Queensland side, there's 11 debutants in the New South Wales side.
Yep.
There's a lot of young players in this Queensland team as well. Cameron Smith was in his suit in the commentary box. I'd love to see him rip that
suit.
Yes,
absolutely.
Come back for game two.
It looked like Greg Inglis was carrying Queensland, to be honest with you.
wow, wasn't he amazing?
Yeah, he was.
One of the best games I've seen him play. So if you could get a couple of mates in the engine room to help him out in game two, would really work well, because the New South Wales Pact has dominated Queensland. So we need a couple of our big boys to have a couple of 4Xs before game two and find their running legs.
Well, Snowy, we hope that the next game is for us, of course, and it's not the same play as last year where all of a sudden it went back downhill.
Yeah.
Maybe for once we could win.
No, I don't want to see that happen. I'm happy for you to have won last night, but I'll be praying that we can get some revenge in game two, which will be even harder. This New South Wales side, I said it the other day, it's the best New South Wales side that you guys have picked in over a decade.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, so you will see us beat you next time, next
round.
We're
coming for you.
I cannot wait to have this same chat with you in 3 weeks' time to see how much your mood decreases once again.
I might have to change my number.
Snowy, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Cheers, and we will chat to you in a few weeks.
Thanks, mate.
Enjoy the win.
Will do, will do.
Oh, gee, that hurt to say.
Thank you, though. Thanks for being a good sportsman. This is Clarence
M. Let's go! Hey, you know that I've started wearing a little bit more makeup recently.
I've noticed.
Trying to market myself, as they say.
Oh, gosh.
But I've been watching a few beauty videos recently as well. One of my best friends is actually doing a beauty course at the moment.
Oh, cool.
And so I've been learning a
is
few things off
her.
Is that
to be a beautician or something?
She just enjoys makeup in the first place. And so she thought, why not try and make a career out of it?
Good idea.
And she's doing really well. But it's kind of got me into looking at makeup again a little bit more. Like,
really?
I used to wear makeup every day.
Really?
Yeah.
So I've only ever known you where you don't give a damn about what you look like.
No. Once I hit radio, that was it.
Really?
It's too early in the morning to do makeup. I started off wearing makeup in my first, like, few months in radio, and then I gave up because I was like, it's so much effort. It's so cold.
And no one cares.
No. And I'm sitting behind a desk. Yep. I mean, we are in front of cameras now a lot more.
Yeah.
Which is part of the reason why I'm wearing more makeup.
Yeah.
But one of the videos I watched recently had a DIY tips tutorial of how you could do your makeup.
Mm.
And one of the things that came up was using Crayola pencils and things like that and the wax, what do you call them? Crayons.
Crayons.
To do your eyes.
So this baffles me. This is a thing.
Yeah. So this
people use crayons.
This is it. And not
like
only.
Not 4 year old kids.
No. Adults. Not only can you use them on your eyes, but there have been beauty video hacks where people have got like a bit of lip balm or something.
Yeah.
And some coconut oil. Then they've melted down a wax stick, like at one of the Crayolas, and they've used it to colour their lips. Now, Crayola actually came out not that long ago on their website telling people not to use their products as makeup. This is what Crayola had to say. As a manufacturer of children's products, safety is our top priority at Crayola. Although our products are non-toxic, we don't recommend using them to make eyeliner, lipstick, or other makeup, and strongly discourage people from using it in this manner. The products were never intended to be used on skin or face. Makeup goes through specific rigorous testing because it's intended to be used on the skin.
Yeah.
Because they were never meant to be used as makeup. Our coloured pencils or crayons have not been tested in the same way and should not be used as cosmetics.
Amen. They were meant for scrubbing in colouring books.
Exactly.
Outside the lines.
Now, the thing
kids
is, cosmetics
still don't know how to do it properly.
Cosmetics do actually go through some really rigorous testing here in Australia. But Crayola noticed that there was a bit of an uptrend in the fact that people wanted to use their products on their face.
Yeah, okay.
So they went, you know what? Let's bring out our own makeup line.
Those sneaky devils.
Yeah. So there is now a Crayola makeup line. Seriously?
And they're shaped exactly the same as their crayons.
They look like actual crayons.
Even the packaging.
Currently, they're exclusive to ASOS. So if you go on the ASOS website, you can actually see and search for Crayola. You will see that they have a whole heap of stuff. So they've got lip and cheek crayons. They've got face crayons. They've got all sorts of bits and pieces. Some of them I'm a bit confused as to where you'd use the particular crayon.
Okay.
Maybe eyes, I guess. They don't have like a specific thing.
So it doesn't say mascara
or
eyeliner.
No, it just says Crayola face crayon navy blue. That's it. But they have eyeshadow palettes. They have makeup brushes. They have lip and cheek face crayons. These things look awesome.
$36. That's an expensive crayon. Oh, they're not crayons, Sam. They're not crayons.
No, they're just made by a crayon company.
Got it.
Now, That's not expensive, by the way, for makeup.
Oh, okay.
These are going to be available for a very limited time. They do actually have mascaras as well. And I kind of want to get some because these look awesome.
Do it. They're exclusive to ASOS.
Can you imagine as well, like, you coming in one day and me just putting Crayola on my face? You'd be like, what are you doing?
Yeah. But now I know the
it's
story.
It's actual makeup.
Hey, yeah, you do true. Buy anything on ASOS, though, let me know because we can buy together and save on postage. I need a new pair of sunnies.
Good to know.
If you spend over $40, you get free postage.
Yeah. A lot of websites do that, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't shop much.
But yeah, get all over it. It is available at the moment exclusively to ASOS Crayola makeup. It is finally a thing. And like I said before.
Listen up. This is Claire and Sam.
Sam?
Yes.
Stolen is a very relevant and powerful adaptation that is being brought to the Griffith Regional Theatre. It is returning here. And on the phone right now, we have Jack Shepherd, who plays Sandy. Morning, Jack.
Morning, mate.
Good morning. How you going?
Yeah, good. Now, for those who may not have seen Stolen before, can you give us a quick understanding of what Stolen's all about?
Sure. So Stolen is a play written by Jane Harrison about 20 years ago. It was first directed by Wesley Enoch, and it's a play about the Stolen Generation. So it takes a look at the lives of five children who were forcibly removed by the government back in the 70s and follows their journey in a non-linear kind of wave.
This is coming to the Griffith Regional Theatre on Friday. 11 a.m. is when it's all happening, and 7:30 p.m. as well. You can grab your tickets from griffithregionaltheatre.com.au. Now, Jack, can you tell us a little bit about your character, Sandy?
Sure. So Sandy, which is the character I play, he's someone who moved around a lot as a young child, and he was hidden with his family. So sometimes he would go to his aunties or his cousins or his uncle's places, and they would try and hide him from the welfare. And so he was eventually found and taken away. And so it's kind of looks at his life and how he has kind of struggled to find grounding and settle into any real home because he's constantly moved around. And during that time, experienced a lot of like fear, trauma, unsettledness, and also run-ins with the police being an Aboriginal boy who's on the run from the welfare. So it was kind of like following his journey. It's about him and how he kind of eventually does find his way back as an old man, you know.
Yeah.
The play isn't really, I mean, it has some bright moments, except it's not really a kind of like, and they all lived happily ever after, because it's not a like realistic kind
yeah.
of
yeah, absolutely.
Telling of the Indigenous lived experience of Stolen Generation. But it's kind of like, there's some really heavy themes in the play. It's definitely well worth going to see because it's very eye-opening, especially to those who want to know more about the Stolen Generation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Jack, there's definitely five very compelling Indigenous, I guess, characters that represent so much more. And it's directed by Wiradjuri dancer Vicky Van Hoot. So we cannot wait to see it. It's happening tomorrow day, 11 a.m. and 7:30 p.m.
Yeah. Now, Jack, thank you very much for joining us this morning. And we also have a double pass to give away this morning, 13, right. 12, 16. Give us a call right now if you'd like to go see Stolen at the Griffith Regional Theatre. You can still purchase tickets from griffithregionaltheatre.com.au. Jack, thank you so much for joining us, and we can't wait to see your character, Sandy.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Claire and Sam.
Weekday mornings from 6.
Hit 99.7.